Well, guys, welcome to 8-Bit Radio. I am Adam, and Isaac is with me as well.
Hey, how's it going?
You know, we're formerly known as D-Pad News Podcast, but we've gone under some changes in the last month or so, and they're for the best, and we are continuing to grow, and that's all thanks to you guys who come and you support us, and you love what we do, and that's why we're doing this. So this is episode one. We're starting a fresh podcast, and it is, I think I said it before, 8-Bit Radio, kind of hitting the old school button. But
good button.
It's a button that's not pressed enough. So this is going to be the new setup. We're probably not going to have the four people, or you know, we just want to do this a lot more often than we have in the past, and so that's why you have me and Isaac for this week's episode. And you know, next week we might have a little Scottish lovin' added into the mix, but you'll just have to tune in for the next episode to find out. So,
ooh.
Yeah, I know, it's intense. So, if you guys haven't noticed, the site's gone under a lot of changes. We are now just under dpadnews.com. I'm sure most of you guys know this already, but for those who don't, you're missing out if you haven't seen the new site, and it's doing really, really well, and like I said, that's all because of you guys and all your support. And, you know, like, we love you guys for coming and loving what we love, because we are like you, and we love gaming, and we're just using our talents to bring all of that news and all the screens and trailers to you guys first. So, What should we get to first? Do you want to talk about the Facebook, the Twitter?
Oof. Well, I mean, might as well just talk about the Facebook. It's what they're probably on right now.
That's probably true. So, guys, if you guys go over and you type into your little search bar on Facebook, D-Pad News, and that'll send you to a Facebook page for the website. And if you like us there and subscribe to us on Facebook, you can get all the links to all of our newest stories as they are being published. So that way, if you don't hang out on the site all the time and you're on Facebook, we know you're on Facebook all the time, and you see our little link pop up, that's how you can get all your stuff right then and there. Or if you're a little Twitter person, nerd, geek, tweeter. Yes. Let's go with tweeter.
Tweeter, I like tweeter.
So if you're a little tweeter thing person, and you're on there right now, you can type in D-Pad News and we will come up on Twitter. We have even done that. See, we have been busy bees. And that will also get all of our stories updated to there. And a little bit of a little extra stuff.
I'd also like to make a note that on our website, in the upper right, next to the Google search bar, there's a Facebook and a Twitter link where one can click on those. This brings you right to our pages for either of them.
That's true. One click away. We also have a YouTube account. And we got something special in the works for the YouTube channel. We have a web series that we're making, and it's called The Elites. But that's all we're going to tell you for right now. It's going to be good. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
So
looking forward to that.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that, because it'll be big. Trust us. We know.
All right, so time to move on to first topic of the day.
Yeah, let's get on to some news. How about let's jump into the the 3DS, the next installment in Nintendo's beautifully aligned franchise of DS handheld systems.
Excitement.
So, I mean, we're in the age of 3D, and, you know, it was just a matter of time. We've seen the 3D effects in gaming before, if anybody ever remembered the Virtual Boy. Yeah.
Let's not talk about the Virtual Boy.
Oh, it's right up there with the Power Glove. Quality gaming.
Two Power Gloves.
But the 3DS, obviously Nintendo developed the Virtual Boy back in the day, and they're looking to cash in on the 3DS trend that's circling the world as of late. So this week, or well, last week, yes, last week. So North America and the world can now know when they can get their hands on a 3DS. Nintendo announced for Japan that they will be able to get their hands on a 3DS this February on the 26th of 2011. And it's going to roughly cost, at least in Japan, $300 US. We are not given a cost as of yet to what it's going to cost everywhere else, but at least in Japan, it's going to cost $300 US. And that's going to be available in Aqua Blue and Cosmo Black. I know that at E3 they did showcase several other colors. Red and some other colors I can't think of off the top of my head, but that's okay. So Aqua Blue and Cosmo Black is what you guys can look forward to. See, I don't really think of Cosmo when I think the color black. I don't. Maybe it's just me.
Maybe. It's like Cosmo Space Black. Space is black.
Space is black, but that's my point. I don't know. Cosmo, you think of interstellar colors and all kinds of fun stuff. I don't know. It's just me. I don't really think
the all kinds of fun stuff is when you turn the system on.
That's true. That is very true. But so Nintendo of Europe and North America, they announced that the 3DS will hit our shores in March, which is kind of odd. If anybody's familiar with the DS, the DS actually came out first in North America and then in Japan, and then like 4 months later was released in Europe. So it's kind of different. They even did the same thing with the Wii, where they released it in North America first and then everywhere else. And this time around, the 3DS is being released first in Japan. There's a fun little tidbit for you. So what do you think? Do you think that they, for it being pushed back, there was a lot of rumors that it would be released this holiday season, but do you think it's a smart move?
I think it's best to release it in Japan first while they're doing it. Like, I think they've seen Japan, the DS craze hit there pretty well, and this system is really more of a Japan central system. Like, as you can see in the trailer for it, all the people are walking around and the sort of 3DSs are interacting. I don't think you'd get that as much in America or the European market, but in Japan, where this thing's gonna sell like just wildfire, just crazy, I don't know. I think, yeah.
Well, do you think it was smart of them to delay it? I mean, and I'm doing air quotes as I say delay.
Yeah, is it really even delayed? Well, I guess in that sense, I think it is a good move. Just because, I mean, if think about it this way. If a 3DS comes, you want it for Christmas, but it costs $300, I would think, at least from my personal experience with Christmas and stuff, you're not really going to get a $300 present unless your family is, like, pretty well off.
Yeah.
However, like, if you can start saving for it now, save until March, maybe convince your parents to pay for a little, you get your 3DS.
That's a good point. But, well, the Nintendo DS overall, since it's been released, as of June 30th, the DS Lite, DSi, and DSi XL, and just the regular DS, have sold 132.04 million units worldwide. That's a lot of packing.
Oh, that's a lot of screens.
But one of the coolest things I thought about the video that they put out for that, was the when they put the camera down and the camera was pointing at a card. For those of you who don't know, the Nintendo 3DS is going to have two 3D cameras. But both cameras will literally capture everything in 3D, and that's how you would be able to view it. And so they basically put a card down on the table, and like it looked as if the card went in. Like it had like a box in the middle of the card, and the box just kind of sunk into the table and then would expand up. And of course, it's just CG animation. That's not exactly what it would be like, but it makes you think, is that what it's going to be like? I don't know. I want to know. I'll buy a $300 3DS. And Nintendo, if you're listening, be more than happy to send one my way. I will review it to no end. All good things. Trust me.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
That's, yeah.
Also, if you guys didn't hear earlier, I opened up a nice can of Canada Dry Cranberry Ginger Ale. Naturally and artificially flavored.
What is this advertisement? We're not getting paid for
this. Pay the bills. You're not getting, you're not getting paid. I'm getting paid, you're not getting
Canada
paid.
Dry is paying you money?
It's a bonus of living in Canada.
Whatever you say.
Fresh cranberry flavor.
Not jealous at all.
I like cranberries.
Oh, whatever.
Anyways, so Isaac, how about you tell us about some of the games that we can expect to see when the 3DS launches, or it is out.
Well, two recent 3DS games were announced recently, and they've really been getting the majority of the attention from gamers as of late. Those were both announced by Capcom, and they are a new Resident Evil and a new Mega Man Legends game. The Mega Man Legends game is particularly stirring a lot of craze and hype from its fans. Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D is another game Capcom has announced, and that will feature many of your favorite characters from the hit Resident Evil series, and you'll have to fight against hordes of zombies, time limits, lots of fun, intense action, go online,
wait, they have to fight
lots
against
of
lots of fun?
Yes, you will have to actually fight against lots of fun in this game.
I don't want to play anymore. No, you are having fun.
This will be a game you will not be allowed to put down, even if you're not having fun anymore. It will be that addicting.
Makes sense.
Well, I don't know. Other games that they've announced recently, it looks like a solid lineup. I mean, they've got Ninja Gaiden, Monkey Ball. They're bringing some Madden, Sonic, Kingdom Hearts. Gonna get your Mario Kart 3DS on. That should be pretty entertaining. Seeing a turtle shell come at you in 3D.
Whoa.
Oh, God. That'd be interesting,
shooting
actually.
Shooting stuff at the princess?
Mm-hmm. other games before Adam. Yeah. We've got a Paper Mario coming out, which, I don't know, that just seems like the perfect game for this since it balances 2D and 3D, and coming to a console where it can actually show things in 3D, I just can't see that one bailing at all. So, for fans of Martha, you can get her on the 3DS. It'll be a real game, and it'll be, yeah.
It's developed by Majesco Entertainment.
Yeah, enough of that. That's just, that's just wrong. And, Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest, games like that, everything you've ever loved is coming to the 3DS.
Yep. Legend of Zelda.
That way.
Ocarina of Time.
That's true. Forgot about that. Donkey Kong.
Star Fox. And other stuff. Metal Gear Solid. I don't know if you said that one.
Oh, yeah. New trailer for that was released recently.
So, you know, if you guys keep it locked on dpadnews.com, and we always have all that information, any of the games and all that information that we just talked about for the 3DS, you can find on the website, and I will put links in the sidebar. Or, yes, the sidebar.
Yep. I agree.
So,
all right, so next?
Let's jump into the mystical world of first-person shooters, like most of our podcasts seem to be.
Mystical world?
Yes. It's a world that doesn't necessarily make sense. For example, EA, so Electronic Arts, recently announced, last week, that the Taliban is a bad word. So bad, indeed, that it has to be censored from the upcoming Medal of Honor game. Now, this is just an awful thing. This is just one of the worst things that could happen. Because now you're taking a word, like a name for a faction or a militia, and now it's this... I understand that they're a terrorist organization, but it's no worse than, you know, the SAS or other terrorist organizations, the Nazis. It's just a name, and you're putting it into a live, real-life war zone type of situation. You need to have the enemy. Like, it would just... It would be like making a movie and having the other team be, or the evil people, like that's who you're fighting, the evil people.
We gotta get those evil people. Oh man, those evil things that those evil people have done.
You know, so now when you're playing, you can look forward to seeing the opposing force.
Ooh, I hate that opposing force.
Yeah.
What if players want to play as the opposing force?
Then you can play as the opposing force, but you cannot play as the Taliban.
Letting the commies win on this one, aren't we?
I think so.
Censorship.
And this is the funny thing about it, and I think this is something that's not kept in mind very often because of all the politics behind war nowadays, but the reality behind everything is that all these men and women who are fighting overseas... you know, they're fighting for our freedoms and our rights. And freedom of speech is one of those things that they fight for because that's something they don't have over there. And this is freedom of speech. Just because some people complain that it's disrespectful for the word Taliban to be used in the correct format, that should not be changed. Because that is communism. That is... everything that those people are fighting against.
You know, the thing that really confuses me is if you look back to Modern Warfare 2, they had a mission in there where you're a Russian, I believe it is, and you're just going through an airport and you're killing families. Like, you can honestly just, like, kill families, children, stuff like that. I'm wondering why we're to the point where killing a bunch of kids with a terrorist is not as bad as calling them by their proper name.
Well, not only that, but how about in the Call of Duty Black Ops that's coming out? Okay, here's a little spoilers for people. Spoilers. But earlier, like, there was some achievements that were released that got leaked out, and one of those achievements is to kill Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro is not even dead in real life, so that doesn't even make sense. I mean, that is a lot worse than just having the Taliban. You know what I mean? It's
especially since it's a specific person.
But yeah, it's a specific person, and you're killing a single person rather than a group of people. You're not centering out thousands of people, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But it's just, you know, like, now you're opening a doorway. And in this doorway, you have made it okay to censor video games. I mean, I don't like using South Park as a reference to good, as a good reference, but the whole episode they had about the Prophet Muhammad not being shown and Cartman trying to get it to be shown so that way Fox will have to cancel Family Guy. Like, either it's okay or it's not okay. Like, you can't make exceptions. Like, this isn't the first time that something's been banned. If you remember Manhunt, that game back on the PlayStation 2, that got banned because all you're doing is just killing random people with anything you want. And, like, how is using the word Taliban as bad as going in Grand Theft Auto and killing cops? Right? I mean, it's just, now you've made the line. Now you've made it okay to censor a word. A word that's not even a bad word. So what now the question is what's next? What can we expect to happen next? Not to mention, what does this play in to the whole banning of violent video games in California? Food for thought. But yeah, if you guys want to read that story about my editorial on the whole censorship issue, you can. I'll make sure I put another link in the sidebar for censor.% Medal of Honor.
Mm.
Yep. All right. So sticking with first-person shooters, let's talk about Call of Duty. The other big release that's coming up soon.
Yay!
So there's been a lot of news since our last podcast, but we've been keeping up. It's all on the website. So firstly, let's talk about the latest thing here, and the customization trailer that was released earlier last week, and things are looking good.
Oh, definitely.
You know, they're bringing a whole new idea. I hate to say that they're copying people, but some things are looking mighty familiar in that whole customization trailer.
Particularly the logo design
yeah.
Tool, where you can create your own logo. I have no idea where I've seen that before. Oh.
I think it might be a Bungie game.
We'll email them and ask if they ever had anything like that in a game.
Silly Activision.
But anyway, I mean, copying based off, inspired by, all things aside, it looks great.
Yeah, it really does. And you know, I'm glad to see that they have that. They're trying to give you something that hasn't been in a Call of Duty game as of yet. And I think that's really what's going to make this different. And a lot of people are kind of getting tired of the same stuff happening all the
same
time
old.
And all the time and all the time. And now we finally...
Nothing ever changes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, hey, I can do all this stuff now. Looks good.
So it's good to see that you're going to be able to customize because they introduced the currency system, which should be a very interesting system to see how they use that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a very interesting concept, the whole
It's
currency.
unique.
Yeah, it's very unique. It's something that I don't think we've ever seen in a first-person shooter, as to date. But for those of you who hate tubers, you can be happy to know that it's the most expensive addition to any weapon. Just a little fun note there. There's also only going to be 5 prestiges, I believe, and that will also go back to the World at War routes and unlock additional customizable classes.
Nice.
So we're actually given a reason to prestige again. So, I'm really looking forward to this. It's gonna make being in clans a lot more intense. You have all your wager matches, and those are gonna be really fun. I'm really looking forward to doing all those. Actually, just talking about this last night with a buddy of mine, I really think that if you're gonna do wager matches, you might want to consider doing some free-for-all that's separate, so that way you're not just wasting your cash in wager matches. You can actually, get some practice doing free-for-alls.
Don't listen to him. Just jump straight into the wager matches with me. It will go well for you. Don't listen to anything Adam has
Yeah, don't
said.
listen to anything I
Seriously.
say. I'm Canadian. What do I know?
He doesn't know anything about war. He's Canadian. What you're gonna wanna do is just jump into the games, bet all your cash. It'll be so much fun. You'll have much more fun than if you were playing free for all.
Yeah, you know what? He's right. He's
What's
right. And you know what? I will
gamble?
make sure that I put my gamer tag up here, and you guys can add me, and I'll join your wager match, and you will secretly be helping D-Pad News become better and better. Speaking of better and better, if you notice, we do have some ads on the site now. I can't tell you to do anything with those, but.
Especially not the Google one. Wink.
So, if you're feeling joyous and clicky and you want to flirt with your computer a little bit, that's a good way of doing it. Just stumble on over to the old ad section on the site and.
Or hey, maybe you're there. You see an ad that says Sonic the Hedgehog play now, so you click because you want to get some your Sonic gaming in, and hey, look, you're playing
Plants vs.
Sonic.
Zombies. It's all there.
Everything.
We're just a conduit. There we are. There we
Ooh, I don't want to talk about the Conduit or Conduit 2 on this podcast.
go.
That's
It's a
all I'm gonna
quality
say.
game.
Sure. It was yeah. Anyway, your mother.
Hey, you leave my mother out of this. She's a nice lady.
Okay. Yeah, she's a peach. Well, that about wraps it up for today. My name is Adam Ward, and you've just been Canadian'd. Don't ever say
I
that.
wasn't planning to.
Thank God.
Right, guys, so that's gonna do it for us here at 8-Bit Radio. Be sure to come to the site and subscribe to our Facebook and our Twitter accounts, and keep loving what we're doing, and the site's just growing. We have some business plans, and we have some expansion coming up in the near couple months. So stay tuned. We got a lot of good things in the work, and like I said, we have the web series coming up, and you guys are gonna love it. If you're a fan of Black Ops, hands down, you'll love this. So stay tuned and make sure that you tell your friends and send everybody over to the site.
DPadNews.com. Sign off. Sign off.
Sign up,
Sign off.
sign
Sign
off.
off. Sign off. Sign off.
Well, it's we even sang for you guys. It's Adam and Isaac signing off, and be sure to check out the next episode. It'll be up next week.
It will be up next week.
So, we will see you guys later. Bye-bye.